Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We have been given another day.
Yes, we were. Praise God. I'm thankful for it.
To come and bring you some edification. We had a really awesome day today. It was beautiful out, first of all. Cool. Even though it was about 80 degrees. Cool air. Beautiful sunny day. Mm-hmm. We had a great night's sleep after yesterday's preach.
Yeah, we did.
Good sleep is always welcome. And today we got up and we went and we stood outside James River Church. They're the ones that put on that Stronger Man's Conference. So we stood out on the road with our gospel signs. How'd that go, Sister Amen?
It was perfect parking right on the side, right where we wanted to be by one of their exits, super busy exits.
Yeah. And thousands of people at this church. Huge mega church.
Incredible. And we even had police protection.
Yeah, police were there for the.
Say it that way.
Yeah, the police were there for the traffic control, and
yeah,
we were fine.
She was parked a little ways behind the van, and she just pretty much, you know, we did our thing. She did.
She didn't want a gospel card or nothing.
No, she was polite. And anyway, so
yeah,
that
went. Them.
Yeah, maybe that went pretty good. Everybody coming out those two exits saw us, and they were backed up for a long way.
Yeah, and we had gospel signs. I was calling out their heretic pastor. And just trying to get people to go to the testing, to test what they believe. That's a easy believe, worldly, Pentecostal, NAR-type church that's deceiving people. And so we just want our neighbors and any sheep there to be made aware. So there's no blood on our hands. Ezekiel 33, we can make it aware to them, and they can go and test. If they want that goat farm, then it's for them.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to see what it is. Even if you're a year in the faith, it shouldn't take you long to get out of places
right.
like that.
We just want to go and shine the light and encourage somebody that might go, yeah, I've been wondering about this, maybe a newer believer.
Yeah, and you know, it was by a super busy highway with thousands of people going by, and there were people honking from that busy highway, which was however far away from this road. We weren't on that main highway, we were on a
frontage road.
Yeah, and a lot of people in the area, even if they're not believers, we've heard a lot of comments of people who they claim faith, but they see through this big mega church system type thing.
Yeah, a lot of times when we stand outside churches, we end up affecting people not from that church, but from passerbyers that have given up on church.
Yep.
And maybe don't know what to do, and they see us and they go, hey, other people are standing against the churches. And they may go look at our website and be encouraged that they're right about the churches.
Yeah, because you know what we get? We get the questions. What do you do?
Yeah.
If you don't go to church, what do you do? And then we just simply share with them. You become the body of Christ. And then
you may have to be a Noah in your own town and stand strong. So yeah, you could check out that preach. It's on the front of our website, James River Church. It's connected to their testing and the Stronger Man's Conference testing. So
they're all interlinked. Yeah.
Yeah, the preach was really good. It went well. Today, we thought we'd talk to you about our topic, our title, Two Mockers and Two Seekers.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about the mocker first, Two Mockers. I had an older man walked up to me, stopped his car, got out, said, tried to be real nice and said, what are you all about? And I said, I'm here for the truth, sir. I gave him a gospel card. I said, look up at the testing of this church. What do they preach here, he says. I said, sir, they teach a false gospel, worldliness. I was telling him to go to the testing, giving him some basic truth. And he told me, you're going to answer for every word you're saying about us. And I said, sir, go to the testing. He took a gospel card. I said, I'm going to go back to my preaching. So I would dub him a mocker because he wasn't seeking the truth of God.
No.
He was making excuses for their sin.
Yup, exactly.
And we had another mocker from this preach at this church.
Yeah, we did. In between their services, we were readjusting some of our signs, and we came out the back, and here's this young woman dressed with the attire of a harlot. I'm using it exactly from Scripture.
Yep.
And she came over, and she said, I just felt led to come over and pray with you.
She wanted to pray with us.
Yeah, and I gave her a gospel card, and we shared with her how it's an unbiblical place. Brother Tupos mentioned the Stronger Man Conference, and she said, but 500 and some men got saved. And Brother Tupos said, yeah, they got saved into a, like, whirling goat system here, whatever the unbiblical.
Yeah, she wasn't interested in
truth
and holiness and Christ shed blood. She was interested that they just lured 500 people in. could do that at a porn conference and invite 500 men to receive Jesus. Just raise your hand. They'll go, yeah, I want eternal life.
They're going to receive the Jesus that is presented to them, not the true one, unless they would be called out of that place if they...
And look at the fruit of this place. It's full of a bunch of worldly, carnal people that
so easy to see,
are just like the lost people that are supposed to repent to come out.
Right, so real quick note, this is the two mockers. Not one man brought a Bible out, but they sent an old man mocker and a young harlot-dressed woman mocker.
Yeah.
But no leadership.
The pastor, John Lindell, didn't come out. No elders, no deacon, no other men. They just hid in the dark, and they just did their thing and ignored us.
Yep. And so we just stood for the truth, and that was the two mockers.
Yeah, that was the two mockers that we saw today. And then we had two seekers today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the seekers first. Well, you go first. We set up in a park to get some, just to rest and just kind of restore. We kind of wanted to go to a park to get away from everything, but there was a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it'd been so busy the past how many days, and then today, standing out flying gospel signs in the wind with the highway right behind us and everything, we just thought, maybe we'll just go to the park and put our post up of all of it, because that takes quite a while. And so we go to a park that's nearby, and it's like fully loaded.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't remember the last time we saw a park this packed full of people.
I put gospel signs out, and a lady walks up.
Yeah, it was awesome. She said, I want to thank you for what you're doing in your ministry. So I gave her a gospel card, warned her about man-made religion coming out of the world, coming out of the culture. And she was agreeing to it, but she looked like a worldly, carnal woman.
She was smoking. And
yeah. And
she said she knows it's sin, but she's not ready to stop.
Yeah, exactly. So Brother Tupos and I talked to her, and she even admitted the holiness for women, head covering dress. She said, yeah, she knows it's in there. I was like, well, why are you not?
Instead, she goes to a church system that she knows is false.
Yeah, and she even knows that if she were to die in her sins, what will happen?
So she had those issues, and she definitely's in sin, but she definitely was a seeker because she listened.
Yeah.
She thanked us. She said, I'll have to take all that to heart, and she walked away.
Yeah, she seemed like, she listened. So we don't know what she'll do with it, but she definitely wasn't a mocker.
No.
Not at all.
She didn't discount. Uh-uh. She didn't argue, disagree.
No.
She basically like the guy in the gutter that just says, I know I'm a big sinner. Well, okay. But you got to repent.
What will you do about it? Yeah,
you gotta turn
so she may
from that.
Go walking away thinking about that. Hopefully.
Yeah. So that was a seeker, and then we're working in the park. We're putting our post up, and this guy comes flying out of nowhere on a bike. Older guy, like 70 years old, and I mean, he just slams.
He laid on the brakes to where they squealed.
He laid on the brakes, and I had my gospel signs by a stone bench, and he sat on the bench. And I thought, okay, is this guy a mocker? What's he doing? I kind of ignored him. And Sister Ahmed looked up and said, hello. And he goes, how are you? And he seemed real cheerful. And I eventually engaged him. Turned out he was a listener.
Oh, yeah.
An Anglican man.
He was interesting.
He listened for an hour.
Yeah.
And I told him about the gospel, his false church system, all the man-made traditions, how he's compromised in the culture. He did not argue and push back against one thing. And he said, wow, I got to think about that. He said, I know truth, but not like you're saying it. He said, I better consider all this.
He said at one point when you, what did you say to him about if he dies in his sins? Or you kind of brought that all up. You brought it all the way around to that. And he said, well, that's a hard thing you're saying.
Yep.
And he said that twice.
Yep, so he said, that's really a really hard thing you're saying.
Yeah, because he knows it was true.
Yeah, and I thought this was interesting. I'm talking to him. There's cars parked there. And I get to the part near the end of the conversation. We went over the gospel and his Anglican system coming out of the world.
And
I said, hey, we just drove by your building, a big million-dollar brick building. Big one. And I said, they have a steeple on it. And I think he said, yeah, we do.
No, he said they got bell towers.
A bell tower. Okay, they got a bell tower, not a steeple on this building. Mm-hmm. And I said, but all these other churches, you see steeples. He goes, yeah. And I told him what the steeple was, that it's a male phallic symbol. And he goes, what? He goes, well, I'll have to look into that. I'm not so sure about that. And some guy sitting in his pickup truck sticks his head out the window and goes, the guy's right. That's what it is. It's a phallic symbol.
He goes, yeah, you can look it up. If you go to, where did he say? He even went on and he said, you can see it from the air.
Yep. He said in Washington, you could see it from the air and all this stuff. And he was confirmed, this guy. And the guy looked at it, and I said, look it up. It's what it is. He goes, wow, I got to look into this stuff. He goes, there really is a bunch of paganism in church. He had it. He isn't there.
Unbelievable.
I said, there was. And you can listen to the audio. We'll have it up soon. But it was great. He thanked me. We shook hands. Told him we loved him. He said, I'll have to look into this. I offered him our email and the website, of course. And he was definitely a listener.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He looked like a totally worldly, carnal man. He admitted he's not following the things of God, but he had knowledge. He had some biblical knowledge. He had application knowledge.
Yeah, he knew scripture.
Yeah, he did. And he just not living it. Knew he wasn't living it.
I think he's one of these guys that goes to like the Anglican church. They're very liturgical and traditional. And it's like the Roman Catholics. Well, I go to a Roman Catholic church, I must be okay. The priest is doing all that stuff for me. The Anglicans have their priests that do all their stuff for them. It's very deceiving. What must you do? And I went over that with him. He's like, wow, I really got to think about all that.
Yeah, so that was pretty
So
awesome.
He was a listener. That woman was a listener. Are they hearers? Meaning hear it and do it? We don't know.
The Lord knows.
But we met two mockers today. And we met two listeners today. And we got some scripture.
I wanted to say, out of all those people, before we read the scripture real quick, I would say every 5 seconds there was at least somebody walking by.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the signs going one way, then going the other way. And out of all those people, two of them come straight up.
Right, they can walk right up. We were only there for maybe an hour and a half.
Something like that, yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
So, yeah, we wanted to share some scriptures. I'll go first. Jude 1:18 about mockers. How they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. We see a lot of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And a lot of them claim Christ.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Most all of them do.
What's your verse on mockers?
I have Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor.
Yeah, we were just studying that with Brother Kuo. They make a mock at sin, it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they just kind of flaunt it, mock about it, defend it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Not funny, interesting. A guy rode by on a bike today with a woman. I know you saw him. And he saw my sign that said, God's wrath is coming. And he went, ooh, 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 wrath is coming. That's a mock at sin.
He's like sticking his hand out.
That's a mock at sin.
Yep.
And then I got a verse on seekers. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
I love that. Seeking God, he rewards people that seek after him. So we hope we get in the path of some of these people that are seeking. We met some at the Stronger Men's Conference. We met some outside the church. We met seekers in the park. No, we didn't meet any outside the church today. We met some seekers in the park. But we're just out in the world to be salt and light. And who knows? The people we meet that aren't seekers, they may read scripture, they may read our website, they may get convicted, they may become seekers.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
And I have two verses on seekers.
Go for it.
Matthew 7:8, for everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, shall be opened.
I love that.
Yep, and then John 4:23, but the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yeah.
So that's who God wants to seek him, is those who are going to worship in spirit and truth.
Yeah, spirit and in truth. I love that. It's one of the foundational verses of our ministry when we started out. So that's what we wanted you to ponder today. Seekers and mockers, figure out which one you are. And we hope that you're seeking the truth of God's word. Tomorrow, we're going to hit the road. Lord willing, if we get the day, we don't even know where we're going yet. But
no,
God
knows.
No,
he has some ideas, but yeah, God knows where it's going to be.
God knows. Yeah. Any other thoughts on this topic, Sister Armin?
Well, I have to say, when it comes to being a seeker, I had a lot of that in my life prior to Christ.
Seeking the wrong stuff.
Wondering. Well, what I meant was, I was seeking the wrong stuff, but inside me, I always was seeking and looking for the answers and the truth or something. I just didn't know how to do it or where to find it.
Yep. Maybe seeking for what you didn't even know.
Yeah. How can you seek for something if you don't even know what it is you're seeking for? But there's something in you driving you. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, and we just want to be that salt and that light. We want our website to be out there for people. That's why we publish it, promote it. That's why we preach. That's why we stand out. Mm-hmm. That's why we fly gospel signs. That's why we hand out gospel cards.
Yeah, right.
You just went back. We were in a marketplace. There was a little bit of a legal altercation there. We won't go into it. They had to call the police on someone. And the manager was talking to us, and Sister Amon went back and witnessed to her.
Yeah, yeah. And I told her, I said she did a really good job in the place, because they actually do. And I encouraged her on seeking the truth, gave her a gospel card. She told me, she said, with the legal issue, all I'll say is she didn't want to press charges on the person. She just wants to have, basically what she's saying is she just wants to have peace and not be having issues. And I said, that's awesome. She said, I was a recovering alcoholic.
Right.
She said, I understand. And I said, yeah, the world is a dark place.
Yeah.
So I was able to share with her the light, the truth, and give her the gospel. And she was actually thankful for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's what we like to do wherever we go, spread light. And I just stopped for ice and water tonight and gave the guy at the register a gospel card. And he thanked me for it. And he was reading it when I walked out the door. So we don't know if he's a mocker or a seeker in the end, but we're there for people.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to say, having a gospel card, it's such a wonderful thing, because back in the day, right, they used to stand and talk with each other. There was no such thing as handing things out. Today, not many people want to talk. You can't just broach them. It's not the same as back then, but to give them a gospel card or give them
a quicker society.
A paper or something.
Do
to
your
read.
Cash register thing, leave. Do this, do that. It's quicker. Less words, less words. Unless you meet a seeker or listener.
Yeah.
Like that man. Boom, he whipped in. He talked. He sat there for an hour talking to us.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
But, well, it happens all the time. But you might say, hey, it happens to you guys all the time. That's because we're dealing with hundreds of people a day going by us.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're in the world all the time, and there's so many people all over, for the most part, every day.
So if 1,000 people walk by us when we're holding gospel signs and 2 want to sit and talk, that's pretty rare. But it might happen every day.
That's like really rare.
Yeah.
For only 1,000.
Yeah. So, but it might happen every day because it might happen every day because we're out there every day. But it still is a rare thing in this life. So, yeah, gospel cards are a good thing to have.
Yeah, they are.
Amen. So we hope that blessed you, and we'll be down the road tomorrow. We got some plans for the future coming up, some events, and we'll see what happens. I guess till next time, I had one other scripture verse. Philippians 3:14. Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We hope that you, if you're listening, saints, you're pressing towards the mark of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what we're all about. Encouraging people to press for the kingdom. Come out of the world. Come out of churchianity. Set your eyes on the gospel and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
I guess we'll leave right there. Love y'all. Till next time, the Lord gives us another day. We'll be back. Check out the edification page with the links there.
Right. Amen.
And tomorrow's a new day if the Lord gives it to us.
Let's see if we get it.
Amen. Love y'all.
May God be praised.